Maybe we should change our name to the Valley of the Sports Events because Phoenix and Glendale have been awarded the 2024 Final Four, which, of course, is the culmination of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. NCAA officials toured the Valley back in May. Arizona made a final presentation to the NCAA in Boston last week, and it paid off. And joining us is Debbie Johnson, who's the director of the Arizona Office of Tourism, also co-chair of the Phoenix Local Organizing Committee. Debbie, I know that last time we had the Final Four, W.P. Carey School of Business over at ASU said it brought in more than $320 million in economic impact. But my question is, what did you promise the NCAA? Was it like our firstborn or something? Because they're welcome to my firstborn, just so you know.
Mine too.
Okay.
Mine too, absolutely. No, you know, we just went in there and we explained to them that we would do exactly what we did in 2017 and then some. And we would take our learnings that we had and continue to provide a great community-oriented event. And that's what they wanted. And we were beyond ecstatic yesterday with the news.
What kind of positive feedback did you get about the Valley from them? What did they really like about the Valley?
They like a lot of things about the Valley. Obviously, our weather, you know, and that's nothing we do anything to do, have to do with. But I think they really like our hospitality. And the other thing that they talk about a lot is our communities that come together. So many of the cities that bid are really just one city. Well, we're, you know, basically 9 or 10 cities that come together and bid on this event, but they are very impressed with how we come together and stay together and are united throughout the process. And then how our community, our residents, participated and got engaged in the games in 2017.
Yeah, we're talking with Debbie Johnson, by the way, director of AOT, the Arizona Office of Tourism, and co-chair of the Phoenix Local Organizing Committee, about us landing another Final Four. This will be in 2024. You mentioned kind of we've got regional partners all working together. But one of the knocks, I think, on some of these events that have happened in Glendale is that Glendale ends up bearing a lot of the brunt economically, you know, having to provide police and fire services, these sorts of things. What are we doing to mitigate that?
Yeah, well, I think the cities really do come together. It's not, Glendale certainly does. Phoenix certainly does. Scottsdale does a little bit. There's certainly no doubt that Phoenix and Glendale bear the brunt from the city costs. The state bears some costs too. DPS did a lot last year in terms of assisting with the program. So I think we really do try to spread the expenses around, but we also try to spread the events around as well. So there's things taking place in different parts of the Valley to really make sure that people get the different benefits.
You know, it's interesting because you all didn't bid on the 2023 Final Four, although that was on the table, because we're getting a Super Bowl that year. So we got the Super Bowl followed by next year by the Final Four. Is there anything else out there you guys are shooting for? I mean, I don't suppose there's an Olympics in 2025, right?
So, gosh, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. You know what? We're always keeping our eye out for the events that are coming up that would make an impact. And for us, it's really any type of event that's going to make a positive impact on the Valley, on the state, and help our community and help our state. This kind of exposure, I try to explain to people all the time, we get this national and international exposure that my tourism entity and others around the state could not afford to buy.
One last thing, by the way, we're talking to Debbie Johnson, director of Arizona Office of Tourism, about 2024 Final Four being awarded here in the Valley. This doesn't help us with our brackets, though, right? I mean, just being the host city for the Final Four?
No advantage.
Well, yeah, if you would have seen my bracket last year, you'd know the answer to that question.
Okay. No. Right. Just wanted to check. All right. Thanks a lot, Debbie.